It's time for the Haddit.com Radio Show. Haddit.com Radio is an in-depth look at all things VA. If you need help with the VA, log on to Haddit.com. Now, here's your host, Gerald Cook.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, on this 16th day of March 2016. And we're here today with our co-host, Jay Basser. And today, T-Bird's with us, the proud owner of Haddit.com, and we're going to do some discussion here about some of the do's and don'ts of the Haddit website. And I think a few other things, whatever crops up, we'll talk about it. Anyway, how you doing today, John?
Well, for the March 16th, 2016, I'm doing absolutely marvelous.
That's good.
Every morning you wake up, you're doing marvelous.
Hear that.
No matter how bad the rest of the world is, if you wake up, you're doing good. But we scheduled the show today. We wanted to kind of get T-Bird in the loop. We wanted to do some stuff about Haddit. You know, we do occasionally we'll get a show and we'll try to go over some stuff that actually with the ongoings and the inner workings of Haddit itself, because Haddit has grown into such a big website. And this young lady, I don't know if she knew she was getting herself into 19 years ago when she invented this monster. But she's done an amazing job, folks, and you know, there's been a lot of changes at Haddit. You know, she's always tried to keep the site up to date, and she's keeping things, you know, she always brings in new ideas, and she just finished a redo of the site, and I think it's working pretty good. I mean, you know, there may be some tweaks in it, but I think she's doing fine. And with that, I want to turn this over, and I want to go ahead and ask T-Bird. T-Bird, how are the new changes doing? Is everything worked out?
It seems like everything's working out. You know, anytime there's a change, there are people that aren't happy that there's a change. But we use, you know, like everybody else, we use forum software, and it comes out with upgrades, and sometimes it changes some of the look. You have to do the upgrades to keep up with security issues, and so, you know, some of the look change. It operates pretty much the same way, and we had a little bit of a bumpy ride there for about a month, but everybody seems to be doing well with it. I think things are easier to find, and we've actually had quite a few changes. We've upgraded the forum software. We have the main website on WordPress. We have a newsletter going out now with VA and veteran news every Friday for those who subscribe to it. And but, I haven't had any real complaints lately. I've had some people who needed some help, and I jumped into an online meeting with them and showed them how to do certain things. But I think all in all, it's going pretty good.
How do you like the progression of WordPress? I mean, you know, that seems to be a pretty good program.
Oh, my God. It just makes doing the website so much easier. Not the forum part, that's another piece of software, but the main website at Haddit.com, you know, WordPress just makes that a lot easier than, you know, when I started in the early 90s, where you had to code everything.
Yeah, I remember the old linear forums, and then you went over to, it was InVision?
Yeah, now I'm with InVision Power. We've been with them since 2005.
Oh, now we're showing our age.
Yeah. Well, you know, we started, you know, it's sort of like the guidelines that the forum has had to, the what supports the forum and what we actually use as a forum has had to grow as we've grown. So in the early days, you know, we could use a smaller forum. There weren't that many people, a linear forum, as you say. And then as we started getting more and more people, we kept upgrading. And then when we got to enough people, I realized, you know, we need to go to something that could handle the growth so that we wouldn't have to change again. So we switched to Envision Power, the IPB board, and that's worked out real well for us since 2005. You know, we haven't had to change. It holds as many people as we throw at, as many topics and forums, and so it seems to offer all the features anybody wants. And it's, you know, and it's pretty secure, which is another, I know that, I don't know if you guys remember or not, but some of the other veterans sites have been hacked before, and
yes,
and while it doesn't really expose the membership to any danger, it's, you know, your site goes down, you lose stuff, you have to fight to get it back up. And so I've always tried to be on top of the security issue, and thankfully that hasn't happened to us yet, knock on wood.
Okay. Well,
the same
go ahead.
The same thing with the guidelines. You know, our guidelines started out fairly light, and then as things came up, we've had to change them. For example, the guidelines themselves, there's some guidelines about what you can't do, like don't get into political arguments, this is not the site for it. Facebook is a great site for that, or other websites. But I really try to keep most of our resources, our moderators, our web resources stuff, dedicated as much as possible to just helping other veterans with VA claims. You know, we can't be all things to all people, but we can assist veterans with VA claims to the best of our ability. And that's why we tamp down on political discussions and things. Is it just, it's just too much. It gets out of hand. And same thing with religion.
There's no place for politics when religion had it. I mean, had it needs to be focused on its mission. That's been my motto.
We're,
you know,
right. We're very mission-focused, and I've remained true to that for 19 years. And I think that you can read through our success stories to see that that has played out over and over to the benefit of our veterans.
Oh, did you see that one yesterday?
The 40 years?
Yeah, the 40-year deal?
Yeah.
I guess the guy got shot, and they made a misdiagnosis. He got shot in the wrong place or something, and the VA kept stalling him for 40 years.
They had it documented in the wrong leg.
Yeah.
But,
oh, my goodness. Yep. They'll do anything.
And you know, another thing about his case, which is really true, I see this over the decades I've been doing this, that family members really step up. His daughter kept at him, and he finally got his successful adjudication. But, you know, wives and husbands and kids can really help a veteran out, because it is a complicated and unforgiving landscape to deal with.
Well, you know, every day the VA does something to make it harder now, because, you know, some of these Vietnam veterans are not, you know, they don't care about computers, you know, they're getting in their 70s now, and they're, you know, they're setting their ways. But in the last year, the VA's come out with use my form or we're going to throw it in the garbage on a lot of their stuff. And hopefully that gets challenged in court, because this is, you know, takes away the veterans' process for filing a claim.
Right.
And they're really stacking the deck against the veteran. And we've talked about it numerous times on our shows as far as, you know, what they're doing, how they're acting, because they'll go through and they'll manipulate the Federal Register and try to sneak something through. And it's just, it's not fair, first of all. And those of us been doing it, you know, for as long as we've been doing this, you know, we see this every day. And, of course, now, the best thing about Haddit, you know, Haddit is worldwide. You know, we see people from all over the world that post on Haddit. And we have an idea. We have an idea of how it's going nationwide. You know, we've got that type of scope. It's like we're at the top of the dome looking down, and we get to see it different areas, and we see what they're doing. So we can just about, you know, guide what regional offices are doing what and what, you know, what's this and what's that. And it kind of gives us a sense that this deck is stacked, folks, and they're dealing cards every day. So,
well, it's true. When you see, you know, a wide variety of veteran stuff across the country, you can start to see patterns and...
Well, one thing that we've noticed they've done is they'll generate a form, and it's mandatory that you use this form. And then when you use the form, you're lucky to get it sent in before they change the form on you, and it has to be the new form. I've run across this, and I'm sure other veterans has too. I know we've discussed it there with Bob Walsh on the show here several times. But it's something to be ever watchful for, because if they change the form and you're not aware of it, you send the form in, it goes to the trash can. And here you're thinking you've done what you're supposed to do, and it's all for naught. So... stay up to date on all these forms.
Every day I post on Haddit anything that's veteran affairs related that got published in the Federal Register. So that's updated every day, and it's under Haddit.com under the VA claims. There's a little drop-down menu, and in that it'll say VA Federal Register notices, so that people can see what's going on. Let me just touch. I don't want to get lost away from the guidelines, so let me just say a couple things about that before we go any further.
Keep going.
That is, you know, this is not a secure website. In the sense that, you know, do not post your private information. Don't post your name, your address, your phone number, your social security number. The web is still pretty much the Wild Wild West, and we can't guarantee anything about anybody's privacy. So if you have something that you want to scan in and create a PDF and upload it, make sure that you black out all your identifying information on it first. It's great if you want to scan in your rating decision. That helps people look through it, and it's easier to pull things apart when you see the actual data. But just keep your personal information off of it, and for your own protection. I've touched on the, you know, politics is not the place for it. And, you know, and here's the thing. We have a lot of people on Haddit, a ton of people. And some people are just going to tick you off. They just are. It's just the nature of humanity. So if that happens, we have an ignore feature, and you can ignore that user, and you never have to read anything he or she says again, which is the preferred method. Because if you get into an argument or a dispute that just goes back and forth, it detracts from the board, it takes moderator resources, and we just don't have it. And chances are one or both of you will get suspended for a period of time from posting. So just keep that off. And, of course, you can't use false or defamatory, inaccurate, racist, abusive, vulgar, hateful, harassing, obscene, profane, sexually oriented, threatening, invasion of a person's privacy, or other ways is a violation of any law. so
my
that's
God,
good.
I'll never be able to pose.
You got to cuss on your own time.
Okay.
Let's see. No advertisements. So sometimes how this comes up is sometimes somebody will post on the board and it really is just an advertisement for a product or a website or a service. And a lot of times the general membership never even sees those because we see them before they get to the board and we get rid of them. If people want to advertise on the website, they can go through Google AdWords and advertise on the website or email me if they want to put a direct ad up. The website is funded by advertising and subscriptions and some contributions. If you want to subscribe, it's $15 a month or $150 a year. And what that gives you is an ad-free experience. But all the information that's available is available free, and you do not need a subscription to read, post, do anything that the site offers. It's just some people don't like to see the advertising, so I've offered them, I'm offering that way to cancel the advertising out. So, because, you know, it gets expensive.
Well,
let's see.
I have a question here, T-Bird.
Yeah.
On your side here, it's got unread content.
Yeah.
Now, I've noticed when I click on that and I'm looking at the content,
yeah,
if I comment on something, then I no longer can see it.
Because, okay, let me explain that to you. Because that unread content only shows you things you haven't read yet.
True.
So, if you've read it and replied to it and you click on unread content, it's not going to show it to you because you already read it.
Well, that might be so, but what if I want to go back, somebody else comments on it?
Okay, well then what you do is under unread content, where it starts to list all the unread content.
Yes.
It'll say showing all content I have not read. Have you? Do you see that?
Oh, I mean, look. Well, I clicked on it.
Okay, and then go down to right above where the posts start, and in text it says unread content.
Announcements.
Keep going.
Oh, unread content, yeah.
And under that, showing all content I have not read, you see that?
Yes.
You see the little drop-down arrow next to edit this string?
Okay, okay.
Now, that's going to open up all kinds of ways you can look at the content. If you can change the read status to everything so you see everything.
Yeah.
You can change the ownership so you can only see stuff that you started or that you posted in or that has specific members or any time period or only content you follow. So,
content I haven't read. All content. Yeah.
Or you can go only content you posted in, Drew.
Right.
Well, I know, but some of them I like to read, and if I've opened them before, topics, all content, that's what I want.
Yeah, but in read status, you want to click everything.
Oh, read status, click everything.
Yeah.
T-Burke, can you manipulate the way
that... Oh, I got it set. Okay, thank you.
Can you manipulate, like... For example, when you see your unread content, you don't see the topics no more. You just see the replies, and it says that, for example, Pedro posted in so-and-so topic.
Yeah.
You know, used to be you click on the content button, you'd get the actual topics. and then you'd show the content, you know, it's per topic. Now it's just basically the way it's lined up now is you put the content and you get the latest responses in a topic. And then you might have one person's got a hot topic, and you might have 20, you know, responses in one topic. But it goes by response instead of topic. By replies.
And how would you like it to go?
Well, it's okay the way it is now, but I mean, the way it used to be is, you know, you'd look at that and it'd show the topic and then it'd show the replies under it. But that's just a little, you know, that's just a little tweak. That I think it's okay. I mean, you know, once you used to use it, it's fine.
That changed with the new format. And, you know, I was reading some other forums of people that run boards by Envision Power, and a lot of different people's memberships aren't all that thrilled with this new thing. But you could see it on that edit this stream thing that I was showing Gerald. See, it also allows you to save it as a new stream so that you can set up as many different ways to look at stuff as you want to.
Yeah, so you can basically
that is pretty versatile, so that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then, right, at the top where the menu is where it says Browse, Activity, Home, if you click on Activity and then you click on the drop-down arrow by Activity Streams, you'll see there's different ways to pull content that way too, or create a new stream.
And, of course, your search engine works the same as it did before, right?
Yes, the search engine works the same as it did before.
Okay.
And
that's a busy engine, Gerald.
Yeah, it is. I've used it quite a bit.
Sure, it works pretty good. It looks like the top of the forum page under the ads and before the Blog Talk Radio is a Google search box, and that Google search box just searches hadit.com, both the main website and the forums. So if you're looking for PTSD or TBI or anything like that, sometimes it's just easier to search for it and then pull up and pick out what you want to read if you're looking for specific information.
Now, most of your forms on here, T-Bird, you can fill out online here. I know there had been some that I filled out and just printed them off, which made it really handy for me.
If I have a link to a form that's fillable, that's what I've been using. But like you were talking about, the VA changes forms, and they also sometimes change where a form is located, so sometimes links get broken. So, you know, if you notice the link is broken, just, you know, send me a PM, anybody, and I will try to get on it and find a proper link. You know, the VA always used to... you guys remember this, when we used to have the C&P worksheets?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
They were
so
changed
when
over to EBU.
Right. So when we used to go for C&P, they had the C&P exam worksheets, and they had them on the VA website, so I would always point to people. And they got moved several times, and back in the early days, you could just email the webmaster at the VA. He'd send me the correct link, or she would. But now things are much larger.
Oh, yeah. They realize the veterans are getting a hold of these worksheets before the exam and actually preparing for the exam, so they kept moving around to keep people from getting them.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's, of course, possible. But I just think that was... you know, the early days of the VA being on the web, and knowing my own experience with doing websites, sometimes things just happen. But it was damn frustrating.
Well,
but now everything, now that, you know, now they're
it's going from now it's gone from frustrating to almost impossible contact, because now you've got to either go through Noonan, Georgia, or Zanesville, Wisconsin, just to send a claim to them.
Well,
so
it's you know, it's like for example, the Choice program, right? Okay, so they had a problem with the wait list, so they created the Choice program. And now what do we have? Veterans being sent to collections because the VA didn't pay the bills. And this is VA help that hurts.
Yep.
And
well,
so,
it was a Band-Aid. Oh, I thought it was. It was a Band-Aid to appease Congress for raising Cain in the meetings with the because of all the problems. So this Band-Aid, it's just a Band-Aid. There's no ointment on the Band-Aid or nothing, so it's just a Band-Aid. And,
well, it's a Band-Aid inspection if people are getting sent to collections.
Well, we have a friend that does this stuff, you know, for the VA, and they do the Choice program. And, you know, they say that they try to get stuff approved to do stuff, but their hands are tied, too, by the upper echelon of the VA. For example, you live out 40-mile parameter of the VA, and you want to go to the eye doctor. So you get approved to go to the eye doctor, and you get the exam, and then, you know, they order your glasses. Well, they might put in the approval just for the exam. They don't put the approval in for the glasses. So the only thing you left is holding a piece of paper showing your eyesight. Then you take that to the VA if you can to get your glasses made, and they won't do it because you have the exam there. So it's a it's a real winner.
It's is there no common sense? It just blows my mind with some things. It's just like everything should not have to be this freaking difficult.
No, it needs to be streamlined.
I mean, but, you know, kudos to the VA for what they're doing right. I have a Vietnam veteran friend, and, you know, the VA saved his life by doing surgery he needed, and he recovered really fast, and he didn't have anything but good things, great things to say about his doctor. And, but, you know, once you actually see a doctor, a lot of people are really happy with their medical care. It's all the administrative and the BS, and that you know, the actual 15 minutes you get in the doctor's exam room is usually pretty good. But getting there is the killer. So what other questions can I answer for you?
Are there any stupid questions on habit?
No, not a one. Not a one.
The reason I say that is it's been my motto ever since I was in the Navy teaching these young kids how to fight fires and stuff, you know, and we'd have a question and answer session before we drill, and we'd have a lot of new recruits come in and stuff, you know, and a lot of the older HTs, you know, every time it'd take time to do the training and time to ask the questions. And the new guys would be asking questions like crazy, and the older guys would get upset because, well, you're wasting my time, you know. And, you know, we had to, finally, I just sit everybody down and said, listen, there's no stupid questions. I said, you know, this is serious stuff, you know, because, I mean, we trained them in fire, and we trained them in nuclear radiation, everything, and, you know.
Right.
And, you know, they have to know this. It don't matter, you know, if it's one person or 20. You know, so some of the older guys, you know, it's good for them to have it refreshed in their mind, too. So, you know, we took a motto up, there's no stupid questions.
That's right,
and,
there are no stupid questions. And, you know, every veteran, you know, I mean, including myself, when I first started doing a claim, I didn't know jack. And I'm sure I posted questions that irritated people, but until you learn, the only way you can learn is to ask questions. And so now what I would ask is that when people post questions, they do read through the guidelines because it gives you some great information, you know, post clear titles. So instead of posting with the title "Need Help," you might be more specific, like "Need help preparing a PTSD claim," or "VA Med Center won't schedule my surgery," instead of "I have a question," because we have so many questions. And if people can scan down the list of questions, certain things, like somebody who has done PTSD claims is going to key on that because they could probably give more to it than to a vet who has maybe a rheumatoid arthritis question and they don't have any experience with it. So it really helps you get your question answered quickly. Also, use paragraphs instead of one big long paragraph, because it's hard, a lot of times it's hard for people to read that. Even if you don't know how to separate paragraphs, just make it into three paragraphs anyway, because it's a lot of dense information and it's hard for some people to process that, even though they may very well have a relevant answer for you. And if you can post background information, you know, like if your question is you were previously denied for sleep apnea, should you refile? You might want to say, "I was diagnosed with apnea in service." That tells us something. "And received a CPAP machine, but the claim was denied in 2008. Should I refile?" That gives us a little more information than "I was denied for apnea. Should I refile?" And So that would be really great. Also, you know, listen to the moderators. That's really important. They're there to help you. If they say stop doing something, please stop doing it. Because then if you don't stop doing it and it's disruptive to the board, then it comes to me and you know, by... It's just, I can't have my moderators' time spent trying to put out fires with one or two people who can't control their emotions when there are 10, 15, 20, 30, 50, 100 people that need the moderators to direct them in the right direction to get the answers to get their claim adjudicated successfully. So,
how many members do you have now, T-Bird, is added have?
Let's see. We were over 14,000. Let me see what the specific number is. 14,960.
Wow. It's really grown. Really grown. So let's
yeah,
go.
I remember when it was me and one other guy.
Well, you can tell it's done what it had. It has done what it's intended to do. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so many members, and people are being helped with had it, and that's remarkable.
Well, I'm very, very proud of the work had it done and the community that it's attracted, and I'm very proud of all the membership that just day after day jumps in to help each other.
I'm really impressed how if someone has a question or an issue, how quickly others jump in there, you know, that's more knowledgeable and steers them in the right direction. You can see that just from reading the posts, different posts on there. And forms. So in that respect, I would say, beyond successful. It has just, Well, it's been a godsend for a lot of people.
It's been a godsend for a lot of people, and it's because of all the people that come there that it's successful. And, you know, really, it's just amazing to see, you know, these veterans come together and help each other. I mean, I just think veterans are the best anyway. And they're just so tireless and dedicated. Even if they don't have an answer for your claim, they will try to just give you support. It's a beautiful thing. And I'll tell you, when I started, I certainly didn't expect it to ever get this big. I don't know what I expected, but this certainly wasn't it.
Well, if you look at the history, you know, it took you roughly 15 years, 16 years to reach 10,000 members. But in the past 4 years, you've grown 4,000 members, so it's growing pretty good. It's growing now a lot faster than what it has been in the past.
That is true.
So,
and I don't believe had it will ever be outdated, because we have new veterans coming online all the time. And until the VA changes their ways and start treating veterans properly, is going to continue to grow. Because
HADIT's going to be around for a long time, girl, if that happens.
Yes, and so...
I would expect that HADIT has a lot of life in it and can continue to help vets. More so even maybe now, because, you know, when I started, I realized that the Internet, in my opinion, was going to be the future for VA claimants, because, one, it was just, it's an incredible resource, right? And we can talk to each other, and that is priceless. But as we got, you know, it was the 90s, and I realized that, you know, most of the people coming up, the younger people, they were going to be so into computers. So when they started getting out of the service, the Internet was going to be the first place I thought they started looking for help with their claims. And so I wanted to have something built up for when they came, and that's paid off. So I'm really happy about that. But, you know, this generation, they're used to finding things on the Internet.
Well, the resource is always there, because you start doing searches for VA stuff on the Internet, you get a lot of hits to HADIT.com.
Yeah.
A lot of hits.
Really lucky there.
A lot of hits. I mean, you just type in certain things and it pops up, you know, even if you're just doing some small stuff, you know, you type in small issue, chances are, and a good chance of that is somebody's touched on it on HADIT and it's out there. You know, so that's one good thing about the research of HADIT too, because people can come to HADIT, it's got a certain condition. And they're, you know, with 15,000 members, you're probably likely to find a person that's actually had the same condition that you've had exactly.
That's right. Or the question that you have has already been answered, because everybody has the same question. We have all those years and years and years of information on the Internet. So, you know.
It's not going anywhere either. No, nobody sweeps
anywhere.
The Internet.
So, people are going to find a lot of information related to HADIT, because we've been doing it for so long. I mean, that's... There are a lot of people out there doing things now, but we've been doing it, well, actually feels like forever.
Well, 15, you know, 19 years is a long time when you get something heart and soul, you know. It's kind of like
that's
a marriage.
True. Right. I have nieces and nephews who think that's all I've ever done.
Well, basically, it's, you know, for the last 19 to 20 years in January, so, you know, that's a big part of your life.
Oh, it really is. It's really just... Sorry,
but,
I you know, I'm just... it's just stunning to me. Just always is.
Had it is very therapeutic. You know, if you're a PTSD vet or just any vet that's battling this stuff, you know, I mean, you're going to become mentally exhausted anyway, because if you did what I did in this claim situation, you know, in this claim environment, you know, you're staying in front of a computer for 12 hours a day, you know, when you just researching stuff and looking and reading and researching. And Gerald still, he does it every day. He's always looking at something. And, you know, you look at this, and eventually, you know, when you find what you're seeking, you know, you kind of, you get an education in the process. HAD is the best tool to get an education on the VA. You know, because there's resources and links you can learn. You know, you can learn the Title 38. You know, you can learn the regulations, and you can learn how they, you know, how they implement those regulations and what conditions are applied to those regulations. So.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah, and the people that can understand that and know how to, you know how to correctly apply that to a claim are generally successful. And, you know, I mean, I've even had attorneys and things like that contact me and ask me questions and ideas and opinions on certain things. So, but if you want an education, you want to do this, that's the best way to do it. And I know a lot of people that actually have used HAD as a stepping stone to get their certification to be a Veteran Service Officer or an agent.
Yes,
and,
I've heard that.
Yeah. So, I mean, HAD is there for a resource. And the reason I had it doesn't do, you know, we don't like religion and politics just for that, because, you know, we want to stick to the focus of the veteran. We don't, you know, I mean, politics are a good thing. There's other places for it. And, you know, of course, there's, you know, there's Facebook and there's all kinds of websites you can get onto, and they just go ahead and beat each other to death. You know, that's what politics is all about anyways. So, but, you know, veterans claims, you know, there's a couple of sites out there that are pretty good. I prefer HAD because, you know, HAD is not run by anybody at the VA. HAD is run by T-Bird. And if it wasn't for the VA giving her such a hard time when she first filed her claims, there would be no HAD.com.
Yeah, that's true.
HAD was born out of frustration.
HAD it was born out of frustration. That is correct.
Yeah.
That's how I came up with the name. Right after I hung up on the phone with the VA, I said, I've had it. And I said,
you know,
that's it. That's the one.
Can you set up, like, when the new members come on board and they request, can you set up an automatic audio thing for them to listen to?
I might be able to. You got something you want to do?
Yeah, let's do an introduction. I had an introduction, an audio thing.
Okay, well.
And give some basic. We could do, like, about a three-minute clip. That way it won't take too much bandwidth. We can do it on Blog Talk and record it. Then all you got to do is take it off, and you can actually keep the recording and do it, or I can actually record it on something else and send you the MP3 or whatever, do it that way. But if we – there's a lot of people that get a lot of benefit research and had it. But, folks, had it is also a wealth of information by word of mouth, because we've got all these radio shows. And these radio shows, you know, we dive into a lot of stuff. You know, we have attorneys on there. We have VA people on there. And these people give out good information, especially with Champ VA and the, you know, life insurance part of it, because life insurance is pretty hard to figure out, and Champ VA is pretty hard to decipher. But, you know, if we get the information directly from, say, like Glenn Johnson, who actually is the public affairs officer at Champ VA in Colorado, you know, he's been a wonderful guest for us several times. And,
absolutely.
You know, he actually comes on and tells it like it is, and he's a wonderful person. And I've even actually dealt with him, you know, outside the cusp, you know, with other issues. You know, if I have a problem with Champ VA, I just call him, and it's fixed in 5 seconds.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no, and, you know, you can even tell when he's talking, he's excited about these benefits. He wants you to have them.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a disabled vet himself, you know that?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he's got Rady himself. He's a disabled vet. I mean, you know, he's one of the guys. I mean, he's just good people. You know, and if the VA had more people like him, we wouldn't have as many problems. But the VA's gotten too big, and there's too much politics inside the VA, and I think that's another problem, you know, with the claims and stuff. So, but contrary to popular belief, you see these guys walking around the campaign trail, and they're talking about fixing the VA. You know, their focus is on, like, last year, the Phoenix issue, you know, people dying waiting to get health care.
Uh-huh.
They need to shift their focus. You know, that is true and correct, but in the long run, there are more veterans waiting that are dying to get their claims approved than any other aspect of the VA.
Yeah.
And that should be the main focus. The regional office is the main problem, not the hospitals.
Right. Well, you know, the problem is, I have this veteran, and he has just been diagnosed with MS. Now, he's never been to he never really goes to the VA, but, you know, he went to the VA because he woke up and he was in trouble. And so he goes and they diagnose him with MS, and they tell him they're going to file a claim for him. And now he thinks that what the doctors say have to do with his claim, and he doesn't understand they're all separate things. And I think a lot of veterans are in that boat where they don't realize that doctors, you know, the hospital is one thing and the claims are another thing. And, you know, it just...
Yeah, I understand exactly. You know, I see it every day too. You know, if these veterans go to a VA hospital and they've got a claim and they're having problems, they kind of take it out on the hospital part.
They take it out on the hospital part, or they're like, well, you know, I went to the doctor, and so they know I got problems, so I should be getting a letter from them. I'm like, they don't know you got problems. Your doctor knows you got problems, but if you didn't claim anything, nobody knows, right?
You're not going to get a letter. Yeah.
Right. But
yeah, you got to claim it.
Right. Some people are.
No, this MS guy. How long has he been out of service?
A long time, way over the presumptive. But I think MS he still might be able to get it. Because I think he had his first episode in service.
Yeah.
That's where
a good,
you know,
IMO comes in.
Well, yeah, but, you know, some people you can talk to and some people you can't.
We have a caller in here. Can I try to bring him in?
I'd love that.
Hello, caller. You in there? Do you have a question or a comment or T-Bird or any of us?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is there a way to send a contribution other than using the Google option?
Other than using PayPal?
Yeah, I don't have PayPal. The new funding option takes me to Google and generally says you can contribute to websites that you visit and so forth.
Oh, okay. You know where you want to go is right under the on the forum page, right under where the Blog Talk Radio is, it talks about contributions. It says if you choose to purchase an ad-free subscription, you can do so here. The contributions are also there. But if you send me a PM, I can send you a link to it.
All right.
Or if that doesn't work out for you, I can give you an address if you so choose to send a contribution, and it's surely appreciated if you do.
All right. Well, I contributed before using GoFundMe. I get a little confused with the Google option to contribute because that speaks in general to web pages that you visit,
right.
And
yeah.
Want to be more specific.
No. Yeah.
So I thought maybe
I
could just mail it.
One. Yeah, I thought I got rid of all the links to that because I've had people say that before to me, that it's too confusing for them. It didn't look like it was going to go to Hadit. And if you PM me, I can PM you back with the information and get you set up, and I'll make sure to go through and get those links to that Google one off, because I didn't realize I still had some up there.
Okay. All
but
right,
I appreciate
you.
That. Anything else I could help you with?
No, ma'am, that'll do it. I'll private message you, and I'll just mail a check until I get familiar with or comfortable with the electronic option. Is GoFundMe still available?
No, I took the GoFundMe down. We didn't really have very much interest in it. Nobody was really wanting to contribute very much. So I just took it down.
Okay. I had used it. And that was pretty straightforward and simple. But I think now I would just as soon send a check if that's okay.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
All right. Thank you for answering my question. I'll PM you and get an address. Thank you for answering my question.
Sure thing.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thanks for all y'all do. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, that's nice.
That's very nice.
Yes.
I want to consider putting that back up, T-Bird.
The GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Well, I will.
Yeah, so we kind of, I mean, you got to, gives you a different avenue. You can take me no travel, so.
Right.
I mean.
Simpler the better.
Right, the simpler the better, I know.
That's good. Keep it simple, a situation.
Yeah.
But, tell you something new the VA's doing, T-Bird.
Love
I know a gentleman. No, a gentleman's been in the appeal process forever. He had a BVA hearing a couple years ago, and they've discombobulated his claims folder. I think they folded it up and put it inside a hand grenade and set it off. Now it's all over. And he gets a letter in the mail the other day from the VA. Saying that they're processing his new claim. And this veteran hadn't filed a new claim in a long time. So he starts digging and digging and digging, and finally he finds a phone number, and he calls D.C. And D.C. says somebody filed a claim for him for a condition called anemia, and he needs to fill paperwork out, send it back in as soon as possible, or they're going to wait and let it expire for a year, and they're going to deny it.
Huh.
So it sounds to me like they're popping up claims for people, and the people's never filed, and they're trying to use that as a delay tactic for the rest of their stuff. It's kind of a heads up.
Yes, they are. It seems to be a new game in down here. And
really?
Oh, yeah. And they send out this letter, don't have no information in it. You don't know what it's about. And they say, well, we need all this information. You don't even know what it's pertaining to. And actually, that happened to me. And I happened to run across in one of my old notebooks a number in Washington that's called the Claims Assistance. And I said, so I called it. And sure enough, I get a hold of this lady, and she looked it up for me and told me what the situation was. And I said, well, I never received the letter, which I never. This was just, there was no forms in it, nothing. It just, we need this information. And don't even describe what information. And so she she's mailing it to me. I'm currently waiting on it, and she told me what the deal was that they're sending these out. Of course, the veteran, he's sitting there, he's thinking, well, what is this? I don't understand it. You try to call that 1-800-PEGGY number, and you can't never get nobody. And so it was just by luck I run across this number and called them, and the lady looked it up and told me. She said that they would send this out. Of course, a veteran can't apply when he don't know what they're wanting. And she said after 30 days, it becomes, it's no good. Your claim dies. That claim dies. Now, who put the claim in? I have no idea.
They can't tell you who put the claim in?
I asked T-Bird. They didn't know. They said they don't know who put it in. Now, I've got two different ones. She's sending me out some letters, and I'm going to try to get it resolved. I need to know who put these in. It wasn't my POA put it in. It was somebody else. And if you don't reply with the proper information, she said there was supposed to be a bunch of forms. Now, one letter I never even received. I did receive another one, but it had no information. So I couldn't reply to it. And I gave her the dates, and she said, oh, my lands. So she's mailing me out the proper data. And she said, get the forms filled in, told me where to fax them, and go from there. But it's a new, evidently it's something new going on with the VA. I don't have any. As soon as I find out, I'll try to let it be known. But
I don't understand how they can't tell you who filed the claim.
I don't understand it either.
Who showed up and...
She told me it don't show who generated the claim. And so, like I say, I'm not through investigating this because I have to know. Can anyone just file a claim for you? Don't you have to sign something?
Well, you know, the only time I had a claim filed for me that I did not file, I was on e-benefits one day and there was a claim and I was like, you know, I don't have a claim. So I called the VA and they said I had been hospitalized.
Uh-huh.
And they had done a claim just to see if there was any other benefits that were available to me for my hospitalization. I'd never had that done before, but it didn't seem totally. But just to have one out of nowhere that they think will just. So they're generating paperwork that doesn't mean anything?
Well, they're generating paperwork that could wipe your claim out. I've got claim in my appeal, but they said it has nothing to do with my appeals. Even told me I had two appeals.
Well, did they tell you what the claim was for?
One claim was for anemia. The other claim I don't know what's for.
Now, has anemia come up with anything in your claims before?
No, other than hypertension. But I've been in the hospital a couple different times. I know that's a local hospital. That's not VA hospital.
Yeah.
So I need to find out.
2 days after you get home, you get DIC papers in the mail.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Really?
They send me DIC papers. Want me to fill that out.
Well, folks, we're about out of time, Gerald.
On my lands.
Yep, it's that time. Well, it was great being on the show today, guys. I hope I answered your questions. And as always, if anybody has any more questions, they can PM me.
Well, T-Bird, we really appreciate you coming on. You've enlightened us here quite a bit, especially on the operation of had it, the, you know, the new setup you have here. And,
well, anybody has any problems with it, they should just PM me and I'll make time to try to help them and get their questions answered the best I can.
Well, I'm sure you'll do a great job of it because you do good here. And we, you know, you shouldn't be such a stranger. You need to come home once in a while and say howdy.
I know. I need, John, email me and I'll, you and I can talk about how to make that happen on a more regular basis.
That sounds good. Yeah. And anyway, like I say, we appreciate you coming on. And folks, don't forget, if you have a little extra change in your pocket, Haddock could sure use some extra funding here and keep the program going. And it's to help every veteran that wants to utilize the site. And we're doing great work, and we want to keep it up. So with that, this will be Gerald Cook with Jay Basser and T-Bird. We'll be signing off for now.
You've been listening to the Haddock.com Blog Talk Radio Show, sponsored by Haddock.com. All opinions expressed here are the opinions of the individuals appearing on the show and are not the opinions of Haddock.com or Blog Talk Radio. Tune in next time for another edition of Haddock.com Blog Talk Radio and the Ask Basser Show.